الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وذروا ظاهر الإثم وباطنه. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من لم يشكر الناس لم يشكر الله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام، وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. اللہ روالہ و شیخ حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمہم اللہ، حضرت had prescribed 4 اعمال that if a person do them in these times he will become a wali of Allah, a friend of Allah Ta'ala. And almost every majlis of Hadrat, Hadrat would have this repeated by somebody. Because Hadrat at the end was not speaking properly, he had a stroke, and he should have somebody to say this always. And Hadrat should say, a person who acts on these 4 things in this time, this is not the whole of Deen, but this will be the means that the whole of Deen will come into that person. And these, Hazrat used to say, are a bit difficult, but if you manage these, the rest of Deen will become easy also, it will come in your life also. So Allah give us tawfiq, and just to handle a small amount, it's easy. To handle a big amount, sometimes is very difficult. So if we make effort on this, and due to, we see some negligence also from our side in regard to these matters, if we will rectify them, then insha'Allah al-Aziz, the whole of Deen will come into our lives. Allah will choose us to be His awliya, His friends. The first was, in the ayat of Karima, Allah Ta'ala says, for all sins, that give up all sins which are outward also and inward also. Many times we give up sins which are outside sins, but the inside sins that we still harbor. Like for example, we dress according to sunnat, we don't dress according to non-Muslims, which is also an important thing. But then the inside sin, having jealousy, malice, hatred, that we don't give up. That also we must give up. And sometimes we give up the inside sins, but not the outside. There are those people who, mashallah, they make effort and their hearts are clean. And that is a very great thing, connection with Allah. But they are not concerned of the outside. And the outside, if we make it, Allah Ta'ala loves that so much on the barakat of that. And that is, to a certain extent, in some way we can say we can do it. The inside is not really in our control. The outside also, when Allah gives tawfiq, only then. But the outside to correct it is quite easy. And we will correct the outside, Allah will correct the inside also. The magicians who came in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they dressed like Musa alayhi salam. By that Allah gave them that iman in that instantly, with the highest level of iman. That they told Fir'aun, you can do what you want to, but we have brought iman on Allah Ta'ala, the Rabb of Musa and Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. So outward things, Hazrat used to stress first, was the beard, with regard to the beard, that we should keep a proper sunnat beard. And the reason also why we speak of this, and we get encouraged to speak about it, because Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said that if a person's beard is to the extent of one rice grain, which is very little, one rice grain, if it is less than what it has to be, the sin of it is equal to completely shaving the beard. And there are many, many people who keep their beards and almost like properly full, but just because they are making it a little less, now it is like they haven't kept any beard. The sin is like not keeping a beard at all. So therefore, this is more directed at it to us who have got beards. Those who don't keep beards, they also know that we should be keeping beards. We are not right, and we should have beards. But those who are keeping beards, and if our beards, though we kept them, but they are still not accepted, then that will be quite sad. So it mustn't be one grain, the extent of the grain, or one rice grain, it shouldn't be less than what it is supposed to be. So what are the parameters of the beard? And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, many people said with regard to the beard, with regard to the guna of the eyes, he was a master in this field. And many other mashayikh should send their murids to Hazrat in order to get these things corrected. So the beard must be one first length first. The first length starts from not here under the under the lip, but under this jawbone here, under it. So you must take your beard there and see if it's a first length. So it has to be a first length there. And also preferably, perhaps we can pull our beard and then measure it, then it is quite a bit. But normally your beard is not pulled, it's just as it is. So like that, normally it must be one first length. And whoever wishes to, you can try it out now also and see whether my beard is a first length or not. And what is more than that, just leaving a little bit for safety, it is better to cut it. We shouldn't keep too long a beard also. Hazrat in his wonderful ways used to explain that in Bombay he explained that the beard must be one foot length, not more. And there was a Haji Sahib whose beard was very long, that when he had to go to Istinja, he had to put the beard under his armpit so he doesn't get nafaq. So it shouldn't be so long also. So one first length. And then on the sides also, when we thread, the beard doesn't grow like that. Hazrat should also say, it's Allah shukar. Otherwise, if our beard should grow like that, when we go to our wives, they also should wonder that, oh, is this a human being coming or who is this coming here? But when we trim the beard, and whenever we do the trimming of the beard, then we should take the beard like that and see if it's a first length. It should be a first length. We should not just like this, leave it like this and just trim it and make it. But only what is more than a first length, then we should trim that beard, that part. So that is, the beard must be a first length from the bottom also, and from the two sides also. Then as far as the cheek is concerned, many of us, we trim the beard so much that we go right down here, and you make like a L shape. Or some just leave a pencil line, or like a little bit of the beard here. No, the beard is in Arabic lahya, and lahyatun is the jaw, the lower jaw. Or in Urdu also, Gujarati also, dari. Dari is from dar. It is the lower jaw. So if you open your mouth and you feel your lower jaw, wherever the lower jaw is, there must be beard. What is above that? The cheek, that you are allowed to remove that. But what is the lower jaw, that the beard should stay? An easy way also to understand this is our sideburn here, from the front of it and where the lips meet. From there, that line there, that is where the beard should be. The beard shouldn't go lower than that. Some of us, we keep a beard properly, and we want to keep it also a proper beard, but because we are not informed, because we don't know, we trim here and we go a bit too much down. So that also we should be careful that we don't go too low down, and it should be just from between the where the two lips meet and to the front of the sideburn there, that amount. So we should be careful of that. Then as far as on the neck is concerned, hair grows here also. Hazrat should explain this. That hair that grows towards the beard, that must be kept. And the hair that grows away from it, that you are allowed to remove. Many of us, we remove hair here at the bottom also. That hair that is towards the beard, that should not be removed. That is also part of the beard. So that is also very important that we don't remove the hair at the bottom. And then the baby beard. This baby beard here, and it remains a baby whole life. And this baby beard also sometimes the hair curls up and comes into the mouth. So Hazrat should explain that you're like your little baby sometimes puts its fingers in your mouth. And once the food which is in your mouth, the mother and the father, small children do this. So you don't bite off that finger. Hey, we just take it out and say, beta, and you give him or whatever else it might be. So the hair also that grows and comes up here, that this beard, don't shave off the beard. This beard here, don't remove it. It must also remain. And the hair that curls up, then we can take some oil or something and you just put it. It's very, very easily it comes down also again. So that this baby beard should not be removed. With regard to the moustache that grows, the best is to remove the moustache completely. But we should not take a manual razor and shave it off. If we use an electric razor, battery operated, which works like a scissor, the blades cut, that is quite in order. And to remove it completely and make the moustache fine, that is the best. If we want to keep a moustache, we are allowed to keep a moustache, but then the top part of the lower lip, of this lip here on top, that must not be covered. The whiteness of this lip here on top, that must not be covered. The moustache must not go so much down. And you can keep it till there. But that is, how Hazrat should explain, is a second division part. First division part is that you remove it completely. Hazrat explains in Bombay, he explained this masala to the people, and one youngster told his father that if I get a second division part, I'm quite happy. The father said, no, you are lying. When you were getting married, you didn't a second division girl. You wanted the first, the best girl you wanted. Your furniture, you are not happy with second-hand furniture. You wanted new furniture. So everything else, we want the best. Then in deen, why we are satisfied with what is possible. Yeah, also we should go for what is the best. So the moustache, we should try also and remove it completely. Those are the basic things. And the beard is a very important aspect in our deen. Some people feel that Maulvis talk too much of the beard. But like, for example, whole month we're having talks and the kitabs are being read, hardly really any. So they say that we carry on as though the whole of Islam is in the beard. That is not true. The whole of Islam is not in the beard. But on the other hand, the beard is definitely in Islam. And it's a very important part of Islam also. And to keep this beard, there is much more detail, but just this briefly, and this is basically for those of us who have got beard. But because of little bit we are not, and we want to keep a proper sunnat beard, that is our niyat also. But because we don't have that information, so we just a little bit too low here, or a little bit we trimmed it too much, and it is like, we call the guna is like that we did not keep a beard at all. That is one. The other thing that we have to do is our trousers above the ankles. That is also very important. And we mustn't take that light also. In there also many of us are negligent. With regard to the beard, one more thing. It is a sunnat mu'akkada, which is a wajib. It is wajib, and a wajib is equated to a farad. It's only a technical difference why it's called wajib and it's not called farad. But so if we don't have a beard, then a person is in guna all the time. While he's sleeping, he's in guna. While he's in namaz, he's in guna. While he's in arafat and making duas and crying, but he's in guna at the same time. And if he has got a beard, the whole night he's sleeping and he's in sawab. He is in the sunnat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we should all endeavor that we keep. And of course, this is naturally for those whose hair grow. There are people whose hair don't grow. So no problem. Or still your beard, you are a young person, your beard hasn't grown full. No problem. But you should not touch it until it has come of its required length. So, with regard to the trousers is another thing, it must be above the ankles. Otherwise, that is also a major sin. And it is a sign of pride in a person. And pride is a great sin. If a person has one iota of pride, one atom of pride, he won't be allowed to enter Jannah. Either we make tawbah and we get it forgiven, either Allah forgives us out of His mercy, and if not, then a person has to go to Jahannam to wash out and burn out that guna, then only. So our thousands also, many of us, many of our deeni, we are engrossed in deen. As we have got lot of knowledge of deen also, we are in jamaat work, for example, we are in the khanqah, but we don't pay attention. And the trouser is below the ankle. This is also a major sin. And that also we should always try and check ourselves. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should do it also and say also, whenever he gets up from a sitting position from the floor, then he checks his trouser, because it tends to go down all the time. One time, some people were traveling by train, and the window was open, and one person who was built quite big, so he feels very hot. He's got his own heater all the time. He's got a lot of fat on his body, so he wants to open the window. And another person was skinny, so he feels cold, so he closes the window. So the one opens it, the other one closes it. So the skinny person, he closed the window, and the fat person opened it. So the argument starts. So you don't have to argue. It was like we're playing drafts. It was your turn, you open the window. My turn, I close the window. So just like that, the trouser also like play drafts with us. It keeps on going down. So when it goes down, pick it up again. Also, what is good, our Shaykh, we saw one time in such a situation where there was a very senior alim also, and the trouser also, and this is not that a person wants to keep it down, it slips down. So Hazrat said, all of us check our trousers, are they right? So like that, without telling anyone, you just tell all, remind, check our trousers. And the trouser, it does slip down. And we should tell our friends also, when you see my trouser is below my ankle, inform me, tell me in a nice way. No, and we shouldn't take offense if somebody tells us. Somebody who is taking our feet out of the fire of Jahannam, how can we get cross with that person? The punishment with the trouser over the ankle, it comes that will burn, the fire will burn it, so and that it will be so much the effect of the fire that the brains will start like we're boiling with the effect of that heat. So it's not a small thing, it is also a big thing, and we must try and keep it in mind. And wherever anyone, nicely tell him, your trouser is below the ankle, and we should check ourselves. And especially if a person's stomach has come out, then the trouser more, it drops down all the time. We should try and check it and keep it up all the time. That was true. Third thing is to watch our eyes. The gazes, we must control that. That generally, out of even like what we call good people, the eyes are not 100%, we don't look after the eyes. And if we do that, this person in these times, and when there are temptations all the time, and the temptation is today in our pocket with the cell phone, we go to anything there, we see so many wrong things there. So a person should control his eyes also. The fourth thing is fantasizing. Control our heart. What the bad thoughts that come in the heart, especially when we go to sleep, then a person feels is free, and a lot of bad thoughts come. Hazrat should say, a person who controls these four things, insha'Allahul Aziz, Allah Ta'ala will make him a wali in this time. Hazrat should say, it is like you have picked up an ox. If you picked up an ox, to pick up a chicken, what is it? So easy to pick up a chicken. If you have got these in control, the rest of deen will also come. So Allah give us all tawfiq to see to every part of our deen. Our outside aspect of deen must also be correct. Our inside aspect also must be correct. May Allah have mercy upon us. In the Hadith Sharif which I have read, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Man lam yashkurin nas," a person who is not thankful to mankind, lam yashkurillah, he won't really be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. He won't make shukr of Allah Ta'ala also. And this is also sometimes pride, that we to tell somebody thank you, jazakallah, that we feel it's beyond me. That this person, my worker, did this work for me. How can I tell him thank you? I'm the boss. I'm the husband. How can I tell my wife jazakallah? Whereas, this is very important to appreciate. And if we learn to appreciate annas, people, not only the believers, but people, anyone who does a favor to us, you are driving and somebody gave you way. Show your courtesy. Flick your lights. He pulled or he went on the side for you to pass by. Flick your lights or something. Give him something. Put your hazards on, but show appreciation. And we should learn to appreciate each and every person. It is a very great thing. In the house, we take many things for granted. The wife does so many, and many of her things are not really basically her duties also. In our culture and custom, we take it, and she does it also, and she does it with a happy, open heart. But at least we should appreciate, and we should express our appreciation also. Tell her, jazakallah, she puts the food down for us, everything ready. And you want your tea with your meal, she puts it according to that. You like your tea after your meal, she puts it according to that. Everything, she goes out of her way, and we don't say one jazakallah also. When she dresses something, sometimes she dresses for you, show appreciation also. All these, they might look as small things, but they are very important. We find the toilet is clean always. We find the bathroom is clean always. But we never say jazakallah. We should show that appreciation. She will put a towel when we want to go bath, and she will even perfume it perhaps. And we don't even appreciate it. So this is very, very important in our whole life, every aspect of our life. Whoever shows a favor to us, to learn to show appreciation. And the correct word for us is jazakumullah khaira. Unfortunately, we also did not know till recently. We were in the Haram of Medina, and we said jazakallah to some Arabs something. So that Arab person told us that you Pakistanis, according to our dress, they think we are Pakistanis. He says that you people only say jazakallah, whereas you should say jazakallah khaira. Jazakumullah khaira, jazakra, jazakra, jazakallah khaira. Khaira must be also there. And I asked a few friends to check up in the hadith. They say everywhere there is khaira. So Allah bring that also, not only to say jazakallah, but jazakumullah khaira, jazakallah khaira. And if it's a female, your wife, etc., jazakillah, if we want to do that. Otherwise, jazakallah is also so fine. It's understood. So we should learn to appreciate. And yeah, we have come to the Khanqah. There is so much for us to appreciate. That every day, brothers are here for 40 days, others 30 days, etc. They go down for the food, it is ready there. And how much did we make dua for those people who are bringing the food, who are serving us. And behind the scene, there are so many, we know nothing just happens like that. There is a lot of work which is taking place behind the scene. So all that, like for example, the cook who cooks the food. For now, our madrasa cook, the last 10 days, he cooks for us. And before that, one of our nazim cooks for us. But that cooking is also not just cooking. You have to buy the potatoes. You have to go and get it. All that. There are so many things behind it. And they have to go out of their way. The washing of the dishes, like that normally, actually. And for tarbiyah's sake, really, each one of us should be responsible. We should be washing our own dishes also. But yeah, when we go, it's all ready found. The dastarkhan is laid out, and the dishes are there, but the things are cleared up. There's all people who are working. We should learn to appreciate all this. Then in every other aspect also, the masjid also with so many people and 24 hours a year, we should have really expected the masjid to be quite dirty. But alhamdulillah, the masjid is clean. There is somebody working also. And he's cleaning the masjid all the time. Then Allah gave tawfiq for the brothers who come, especially 30, 40 days, our laundry, even if we come for 10 days, laundry is done. That also, there is work involved in there. And there are brothers who are working. So we should make du'as for all these people. And where we can, verbally also, we should express our appreciation. We should not be that when something goes wrong, then we find fault very quickly. And on the other hand, all the other, and this we should, it should come in our nature. And when we go home, as we enter the home, we should show appreciation for everything. Not as we go home, we start finding fault with everything. That this is not done right, this you didn't do, I told you to do this. No, we should show appreciation for everything. And very good also it will be that when we go home, we buy a chocolate or whatever else and take it for the wife. And the first thing, we put a chocolate in her mouth. So even if she got some complaint, that it will come out sweet. One buzurg says that when people get angry, I put mithai in their mouth. So when they want to swear me, that swear word comes out sweet also. So just put the chocolate in her mouth, put some mithai in her mouth, make her happy. And if they are listening, or we inform them, and they put mithai in our mouth. So if we want to shout also, then that will also come out nicely and sweetly, inshallah. So anyway, we should learn to appreciate. And then, mashallah, the brothers have come, Allah, and the greatest, Allahu Akbar, Allah doesn't have to appreciate. But the greatest appreciator is Allah Ta'ala. Allah, who is our absolute boss, He is our Malik, He is our Khaliq, He is our everything. We are fully under His control. But Allah shows the greatest appreciation. And for every small thing, a thought of a person, Allah shows appreciation. And huge, huge things have happened in the Ummah. The Ottoman, the Khilafate Usmani, the Ottoman Empire, all showed, came about, and how Islam controlled the world just because of one person who showed adab for the Quran Sharif, where he slept in a room at night, and there was a Quran Sharif, and he felt, Quran is here, how can I stretch my legs? And the whole night he spent with his legs up. On that Allah loved it, and just it started opening up, and the whole Khilafate Usmani came from there. So how lot Allah. Then we also, with our small things, for ourselves, for our families, our progeny, Allah opens up. So how much Allah appreciates. So we also must make lot of shukr to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah gave us the tawfiq to come here. And this is a great fadl of Allah. And then all the programs that took place here, that also our friends all are working, they are sacrificing, and nobody is being paid or anything. And they take out their time, and mashallah, Allah reward all the brothers from Fajr time, all the programs, how beneficial. And how much for us to learn the whole day, 11 o'clock, after Zuhar, after Asr, after Isha, all the programs that carry on, and all the announcements that have to be made, everything, may Allah let us all appreciate. And the brothers who came, without the brothers coming, there can be a khanqa. Without students coming in a Darul Uloom, you can have all the buildings and everything, but if there are no students, what Darul Uloom is there? The khanqa, if all the our friends don't come, then it is all gone, there is nothing. You can make all the arrangements and all the sacrifices. Many, we had work at home also, we sacrificed at work. Other people helped us out. You go, I'll see to your work. The wife is staying at home, she's looking after the children. We have to show that also appreciation. They all did this. So to everyone, whoever took part, and it's so difficult, if you start taking names, we won't finish. And so many people, the various aspects, all who had helped, we should make dua. Who we can think of, think about them and make dua for them by name. And or just that person, whoever it was. And if not, then at least we make dua for all those who helped us and who made it possible and made everything function properly, everything going so well. And this is also only Allah's fadl. that so many people, we're staying here, we've got different temperaments. At home, the wife gets cross, you snore too much, you make a big noise, you're snoring, yeah, the whole night, how many times announcements had to make, the phone ringing at odd times, etc., and all tolerated it all, said it all, said it also. Alhamdulillah, I don't think there was an incident of a fight or something like that, quarrel, hopefully not. So, and in case there was something, we, from our side, myself and all who tried to help, if there was any deficiency, any weakness, any, we did not fulfill the rights of anyone, and we didn't, there is no doubt. You are all the mehman of Allah Ta'ala. And you have come for a very major purpose, our islah, or for itikaf, for ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah commands that keep the masjid, the house of Allah, keep it pure, keep it clean and tidy and pure for the people who will come and make their ibadat, their tawaf, etc. So this is our duty that we have to do. So wherever we have faulted, we ask for maaf, forgive us, and anyone else who have perhaps somebody said some words to us, or somebody didn't do what he was supposed to, upset us in any way, whatever taklif we had, perhaps the toilets were not clean at the time when we went, or they were too wet, the wuzukhana was wet, whatever, the towels perhaps were not dry at that time, whatever it could be, please make us maaf, and we'll make dua, so we all make dua for one another, and Allah accept from every person. So whichever department, we can't even, the departments, we can't enumerate them all, but we make dua for all, and Allah accept from every person. And if anyone has some suggestion by which the program can be made more beneficial, then by all means do inform us, so that we can see, because many things are considered when we're making the programs, etc. You can advise us, and we can consider it, definitely we will consider it, to try and get the maximum benefit. So Allah give us all tawfiq. And the crux of everything, dua mukhul ibadah. Dua is the very marrow of ibadah. Like the bone marrow. How important the bone marrow is. Allah save us all. We must not have any deficiency in our bone marrow or something. We know what people are going through, etc. with that. Allah Ta'ala. So dua is the crux, is the essence. And dua is the connection with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So, and also these duas here in the baskets, the little papers that are written. One person from America phoned us in Ramzan. She came to the Khanqah previously. He asked, you still got that system? So he said, please put my little note also in for my dua. So yeah, we all also must be making every dua we can, that whatever papers are written here would request for duas, or Allah fulfill the duas of those people. People who are saying about their request, they also. People who are not saying, for them also, for everyone. So Allah Ta'ala, we will make little dua now, collectively, then of course on our own. And now, this is the few minutes left of Ramadan. Our Alhamdulillah that we say now, and if the moon is sighted, after Maghrib, there is a world of difference in the reward of that too, Alhamdulillah. Whatever now, this few, and such a great month Allah blessed us, and really the truth is, for myself I speak, we didn't show the appreciation of this great ni'mat of the month of Ramadan. May Allah forgive us all our shortcomings, and for the future, may Allah Ta'ala bless us an opportunity and fulfill the right. There is no happiness that the month is going, but really the month hardly still came. We hardly got to terms with what the month has to offer for us, and yet the month is gone already. And so it will carry on. Those who are young, we don't know who will be here next year, who won't be here. If we are here, what is our condition? Allah gave us health. He gave us opportunity to benefit from all this. And really, yeah, with the programs and with all started, what an opportunity. May Allah reward everyone, except from everyone. And dua is really a direct communication with Allah Ta'ala. So when we make dua, open our hearts up. Open our hearts. If tears come, don't hold them back. Our hearts get soft. Let them tremble. And Allah loves that condition. And in that condition, the du'as which are made, Allah accepts them readily. And Allahu Akbar, in the whole world, wherein, where all Taraweeh, Quran, what a system, and Allah just made us part of this system. Just by that, may Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon us all. Read Durood Sharif, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki, Yawm al-Din. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لك الحمد منا ولك الشكر فضلا. اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم لك الحمد يا حي يا قيوم، برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم تفضل علينا بفنون الآلاء مع استحقاقنا بأفانين العقاب. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وتكفل برضا خصومنا. اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا. اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا. اللهم كلنا واللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك. اللهم كن لنا ولا تكن علينا. اللهم مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا. اللهم لا تخزنا فإنك بنا عالم، ولا تعذبنا فإنك علينا قادر. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب، ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. يا مصرف القلوب، صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. ربنا لا تخزنا. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم التف بنا في تيسير كل عسير، فإن تيسير كل عسير عليك يسير. وأسألك اليسر والمعافات في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن سهلا إذا شئت. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. فاستحل يا إلهي كل صعب بحرمة سيد الأبرار صلى الله عليه وسلم. سهل Oh Allah, forgive us all our sins, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, you blessed us with this great, great and honorable month, Oh Allah, so that we may acquire taqwa, Oh Allah, Oh Allah, Oh Allah, so that we may worship you and acquire the great, great rewards, Oh Allah, so that you gave us the opportunity of du'as for 30 days, 24 hours, you gave us the opportunity of du'as, Oh Allah. You gave us the opportunity to build our sabr and our generosity and our compassion and our feeling for the ummah. Oh Allah, we failed miserably, Oh Allah. You gave us a ready-made everything, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, we tried, Oh Allah, but we have failed, Oh Allah. What a month you gave us, Oh Allah. We haven't come to terms with the month, and the month, a beautiful, great, great guest of honor, is already departing, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, and we haven't really done anything, Oh Allah. Forgive us, please, Oh Allah. Forgive us that we did not show any appreciation, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, Oh Allah, out of your kindness and your mercy in these last few minutes, Oh Allah, you bless us with all the barakat of Ramadan, Oh Allah, in the whole world, where and where, in big, big cities, in jungles, Oh Allah, in villages, Oh Allah, on ships, Oh Allah, on aeroplanes, people were appreciating this month and reciting Quran Sharif and making du'as, Oh Allah, in the whole world's ibadat, in the Haramain Sharifain, Oh Allah. Give us the shame, all the ibadat, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, what a beautiful ummah you have given us. Oh Allah, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ummah, Oh Allah. And Ya Allah, what a system of Islam and deen you have given us, Oh Allah. You connected the hearts of the Muslims of the whole world, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, accept the ibadat everywhere in the world. Where and where Taraweeh was taking place, Ya Allah. Quran Sharif, how beautifully it was being recited. That, Oh Allah, where and where the tarjumah and tafsir of the Quran and of all the matters of deen, Oh Allah, accept it wherever in the world all these efforts were taking place, Oh Allah. Make it a means of our hidayat, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, help the Muslims of the world, Oh Allah. Protect Haramain Sharifain, Oh Allah, from any and every onslaught, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, outwardly, inwardly, Oh Allah, protect Haramain Sharifain. Protect Baytul Maqdis, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, Oh Allah, protect all our masajid, Oh Allah. Protect all our marakis, Oh Allah. Protect all our khanqas, Oh Allah. Our social welfare organizations, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, reward the people who are working in the Muslims in the world, Oh Allah. Where and where in different areas they go, sacrifice all their own. They don't look at their own comforts and this is working for all the Muslims in the world. Oh Allah, help the Muslims of Palestine, Oh Allah. Help the Muslims of Burma, Oh Allah. Help the Muslims of Saudi, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, of Mali, in New Zealand, in the whole world, Oh Allah. Wherever Muslims have got any difficult, all our health problems, people who are in hospitals, Oh Allah. People who are at home, Oh Allah. People who have got whatever problem. It's all in your hands. You give us shifa, Oh Allah. People who have got financial problems, Oh Allah. Whatever that, people who have got who debts upon them. People who are unemployed, Oh Allah. People who have difficulty in finding their sustenance, Oh Allah. Make it easy for all. All who are having disputes and arguments, Oh Allah. Whether it is husband and wife, parents and children, brothers and sisters, neighbors, whoever, partners in businesses, Oh Allah, anywhere, whatever differences, remove them all. Remove all our difficulties, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, the Muslims, and especially Muslims and all who are in prisons, Oh Allah, let them be set free, Oh Allah. Those who are guilty, give them the tawfiq of tawbah, sincere tawbah, Oh Allah, and set them free, Oh Allah. People, especially Muslims and those who are worried of the deen and who are suffering in torture camps in the world, Oh Allah, please let them come out. Oh Allah, people who are suffering there and what tortures are being inflicted on them, Oh Allah. We are in so much of comfort, Oh Allah. We have got no problem. We don't know the word problem, Oh Allah. What difficulties these people are going through, help them, Oh Allah. The Muslims
in China who are not allowed to keep Roza, O Allah, who are forced to say the words of Kufr, O Allah, save them, O Allah, and those who are making this, who are oppressing them, kissing them, give them Hidayat, O Allah, write down Hidayat for them, O Allah, and make them the champions of Islam, O Allah. O Allah, let them serve deen and make them, Ya Allah, today they are oppressors, but tomorrow make them those who are the workers for deen and establish the deen. O Allah, establish the Islamic Khilafat in the world, O Allah. O Allah, let the true Islam come. Let 100% Islam come alive in my life, in our lives, in everyone's life. O Allah, give us this understanding that I have to come right, O Allah. We are all worried that everyone must come right. Give us the tawfiq to make that effort also. And O Allah, let us realize that I have to come right, O Allah. O Allah, bring deen alive in the whole world, O Allah. O Allah, nothing is difficult for you. And all the munkarat, all the wrong things that are happening, all the photography, videos, and intermingling of sectors, and parda not being observed, gambling, O Allah, dancing, O Allah, whatever evils they are, liquor, drugs, O Allah, remove it, O Allah. O Allah, if anyone in our families are involved in anything, we are involved, O Allah, take us out of it, O Allah. You have the full power, O Allah. O Allah, we are weak, we try, we fail, O Allah. Only you can make us successful, O Allah. Accept us, O Allah, for deen to come alive, the 100% deen, as it was in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's time. Let it come alive again, O Allah. Remove all the munkarat from around the world, O Allah, and establish all the ma'rufat, all your commands. Let them become alive, O Allah. Let us and the world see the beauty of Islam. Let us love Islam. Let us talk Islam. Let us call to Islam. And let Islam become alive in our lives and in everyone's life. O Allah, save us from all mishaps, accidents, O Allah, heart attacks, O Allah, cancer, O Allah, all the diseases, O Allah. Save us from crooks and robbers, O Allah. Save us from all types of injustice and all types of difficulties, O Allah. O Allah, look after our little children. Look after our mothers who are expecting. Look after the children who have been delivered, O Allah. All our little children, let them be protected in the world. Save our children, the Muslim children, from child trafficking, O Allah. Our little children are being abused in the world. O Allah, protect them, O Allah. Innocent little children, O Allah. Save our young daughters and our young sons, O Allah. O Allah, save us from the music and save us from all the evils of the Western world, O Allah. Make our children realize, make us realize. O Allah, save us from all the wrong dressing and wrong way of lives, O Allah. Save us from all the harms which are around us. You only can protect us, O Allah. Save us from everything. O Allah, give us unity, O Allah. Give unity in the ummah, O Allah. Give unity amongst all our people, O Allah. Let us become supporters of one another. Let us not work against anyone, O Allah. O Allah, purify our hearts, O Allah. O Allah, remove the jealousy and the hatred and all the evil, filth and dirt from our hearts, O Allah. Purify our tongues, O Allah. O Allah, we have said things and we hurt the feelings of people. We break the hearts of people. O Allah, forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, all our marhumeen, our parents who have passed away, our family people, our ustads, O Allah, Allah, give them the best in the qabr, O Allah. O Allah, O Allah, let no one be suffering in the qabr, O Allah. Let there be no adab on anyone, O Allah. Save us all from your adab in this dunya also, from the azab of the day of Qiyamah also. Save us all from Jahannam. O Allah, these are those last moments of Ramadan. You are setting people by the millions from Jahannam. Set us also. Put our names in this list, O Allah. Our families, O Allah. Our parents, O Allah. Everyone. Let no one ever suffer in any way, O Allah. Not in this world in any way. O Allah, save us from disgrace and humiliation, O Allah. Allah. Save us from all illnesses and bibaris, O Allah. Save us from all our fights and arguments between us, O Allah. O Allah, accept the Surah's heart from us. We couldn't do anything. You are Kareem, O Allah. Kareem is who tells the word for those people who are useless, who are terrible, who are rotten people. You are this Kareem, and you are our Allah. You are Ar-Rahman. You are Rahim. You are Halim. You are Kareem. O Allah, you are Jawad, O Allah. You are our everything. We got no one else to turn to. Ourselves, we have failed ourselves. Who else can help us? It's only you, Allah. O Allah, in this last moment of Ramadan, all the Muslims of the world, give the people of the world hidayat, O Allah. Every soul, jinn and ins, O Allah, give all hidayat, O Allah. O Allah, open the doors of your mercy wide open. O Allah, open the doors of your mercy upon us. Break us from the ataqa, ishtaqa, ishtahri Ramadan, O Allah. Set all of us free from all the azab. O Allah, grant us every good. What we have asked, grant it. What we haven't asked and we should have asked, and we asked upside down. We are sure we asked with disrespect. We made gustaqi. You are Kareem, O Allah. You are very big, O Allah. You tolerate us. You are Halim, O Allah. O Allah, you grant us everything of our deed, dunya and akhirah, for the whole ummah, for the whole of mankind, for all jinn also. Grant all of us every good, O Allah. Save us from every harm, O Allah. Save us from every difficulty, every problem, O Allah, small or big, O Allah. You save us from everything, O Allah. Let us go into the from Ramadan in a pure way. And O Allah, please bless us with Ramadan, and let us fulfill the rites of Ramadan. Grant us every goodness, O Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antas tawwabur rahim. O Allah, in the sadqa tawassul of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, your asma'ul husna, your sifati mubarakah, accept from us, forgive us, O Allah, forgive us and accept from us. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.